Vice President Dick Cheney today made a forceful case for a preemptive U.S. strike against Iraq. Critics have been calling on the Bush administration to provide evidence to justify that policy. But today, Mr. Cheney charged that Iraqi President Saddam Hussein has already shown he's a danger to the world. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports.
The vice president made his argument before a veterans convention in Nashville.
There are a lot of World War II veterans in the hall today. For the United States, that war began on December 7th, 1941, with the attack on Pearl Harbor and the near total destruction of our Pacific Fleet.
Cheney and other administration officials suggest a parallel. If the U.S. waits to confront Iraqi President Saddam Hussein, the U.S. may set itself up for disaster.
We now know that Saddam has resumed his efforts to acquire nuclear weapons. Among other sources, we've gotten this from firsthand testimony from defectors, including Saddam's own son-in-law, who was subsequently murdered at Saddam's direction.
The vice president predicted that Iraq will obtain nuclear weapons fairly soon, he said. The vice president offered no new information about that threat. Skeptics in both parties are asking why the U.S. should take the risk of war now after seeking to contain Iraq for a decade. Michael O'Hanlon is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
Mr. Cheney made the argument that we now know that Saddam is making efforts again to acquire nuclear weapons, and he immediately went back to evidence that we've had since 1995, claiming or implying that evidence was somehow fresh. So, if anything, Cheney himself immediately underscored how much this is not the product of new intelligence. This is the product of an overall assessment of what makes Saddam Hussein tick and what motivates him and where he may be headed, going back to evidence that we've had for a decade.
But O'Hanlon says the vice president did accomplish something important with today's extended talk about Iraq.
It's a tone and a seriousness that, frankly, we have not heard from President Bush yet, and especially in recent months on this issue.
Vice President Cheney's speech comes after weeks of public debate, weeks in which public support for war may have begun to fade. In opinion articles and interviews, several leading Democrats and Republicans have raised questions about the possibility of war. Nearly all have agreed that Iraq is a serious threat. Some have said that war could be justified under certain circumstances, but all caution against a rush to war. Most recently, former Secretary of State James Baker wrote an article for the New York Times. Baker suggested that the U.S. should not act alone. The top foreign policy advisor to the first President Bush urged the current president to take the time to persuade the United Nations and reluctant U.S. allies to go along. A spokesman says President Bush welcomes that advice, but Vice President Cheney appeared to be brushing aside such concerns today.
The argument comes down to this. Yes, Saddam is as dangerous as we say he is. We just need to let him get stronger before we do anything about it. Yet if we did wait until that moment, Saddam would simply be emboldened, and it would become even harder for us to gather friends and allies to oppose him.
President Bush insists that he will consult with U.S. allies and with Congress before making any decisions about Iraq. But today, one of the president's most powerful advisors showed that he's convinced the United States should act. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Washington.